Have you ever been in an English classroom where your English teacher had the English-only rule? So you weren't allowed to use your native language when you were talking with your fellow classmates or talking to your teacher? My EC is a little bit like that, isn't it? We have an English-only policy, and we don't allow learners to chat in other languages in the chat room or to use other languages in their blog posts or videos. But it's a little different because we do allow text, and text allows you to think about what you're going to say and edit what you're going to say and even look up what you're going to say before you post something. But what if you were only allowed to use your voice? You couldn't use any text. On MyEC, we have a new group called the Voice Bloggers, and these are members who are going to be blogging with their voices. So they're going to be adding their recordings of their blog posts or simply recordings of their own thoughts about a certain topic as a blog post. So I hope some of you will consider joining us on the Voice Bloggers group, and we'll be talking about different ideas for voice blogging there. But I have an idea, and I was wondering what you would think about it. What do you think if in our Voice Bloggers group we had a voices only rule? In other words, you weren't allowed to write comments or any kind of text in the discussion boards. You could only use your voice. I'd love to know what you think about this. Do you think it would work if we had a voices only rule in our Voice Bloggers group? Let me know what you think. And here's a little test to see if maybe it would work. So for this post, please leave a voice comment if you want to comment about it. No text allowed, only voice comments. Okay? I might even delete any text comments that come in. Okay, bye for now.